So let's review. Tan Rabbanan, Hayyimin Chutz Lemoidim, the Yochali Kanis Besusim Ubepradim, the Brisa teaches that the issue of whether somebody is potter from Karban Pesach on account of Derech HaChayka depends completely on distance and not on the actual ability to get to Yerushalayim on time. Somebody very far away who has accelerated modes of transportation is still potter, and somebody close who cannot move quickly is still chayiv. Amar Rava. Rava teaches two ideas about the sky. First, Shisa Alfi Parsi Hava Alma. The sun travels 6,000 parsa from sunrise to sunset. The Gemara has four rejections of this opinion. First, the Brisa teaches that Mitzrayim, which is 400 by 400 parsa, is only 1/60th the size of Kush, which is 1/60th the size of the world, which means that the world is much bigger than 6,000 parsa, and the sky obviously much bigger than the world. Second, Tan Develio teaches that the entire world fits under a single star, so the sky must be way bigger than 6,000 parsa. Third, the Brisa says that it only takes the sun 1 out of the 12 hours it travels to pass over the entire civilized world, so it must travel more than 6,000 parsa. Finally, Birch Mezakei taught that the Baz Kol mocked the absurdity of Nebuchadnezzar's threat to go up to heaven because Yimei Shneisim Shel Adam Shivim Shana. An average human lifetime is only 70 years, and it's a 500-year journey just to the lowest heaven. So the earth is also a 500-year journey, way more than the 6,000 parsa that Rava claimed the sun travels in the sky. Rava's second teaching is Sumcha Derekia Alpha Parsa. After setting, the sun travels 1,000 parsa to get through the thickness of the sky. It has to be 1/6 of the distance the sun travels during the day, because Rabbi Yechanan said that during the time the sun disappears or reappears in the sky, a person can walk 5 mil, or 1/6 the amount of time he can walk from sunrise to sunset. The Gemara records two disputes between Chachm Yisrael and Chachm Umasayla. First, Chachm Yisrael Oimrim Galgal Kavua Umazol Eschayzrim. Jewish scholars say that the zodiac does not move, but the constellations move around it, while Chachmi Umasa'ilam Maimrim, Galgal Chayzer Umazol Eskifun, the zodiac revolves around the constellations. Second, Chachmi Yisrael Oimrim, Bayoim Chama Mahaleches Lamatam Nerekia, Ubalayla Lamalam Nerekia. The Jewish scholars said that during the day, the sun travels under the sky, and at night, it travels over the sky. Chachmi Umasa'ilam Maimrim, Bayoim Chama Mahaleches Lamatam Nerekia, Ubalayla Lamatam Nakarka. The non-Jewish scholars said that during the day it travels under the sky, and at night it travels under the world. Amar Rebbe, V'nirin divreihem divreinu, shebeyoyim mayonis tzaynin ubalayla reischen. Rebbe says that it seems that the non-Jewish scholars are correct, because springs are hotter at night than by the day, presumably because the sun is heating them from underneath. The Gemara then quotes two brises that discuss where the sun travels during different seasons of the year, and the effect it has on the water, snow, fruits, rivers, and seeds. For more comprehensive understanding of the above-mentioned topics, see our video presentation. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer held in the Mishnah that anybody outside the Azara is considered to be Bederech Rechaika. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Eliezer implies that even if the person could have come into the Azara but chose not to, he's still Potter. But Rabbi Eliezer teaches in the Braisa that somebody who was an Oral and could have had a Bris Milah is Chayiv Karas. The Gemara offers two answers. Amar Abaye, Derech Rechaika L'Tahar V'in Derech Rechaika L'Tameh. Abaye says that just like the exemption of Derech Rechaika does not apply to somebody who is Tameh, it also does not apply to an Oral. As Taisa explains, the Petur of B'Derech Rechaika applies to one who is otherwise Ro, fit to bring the Karban Pesach, and his only problem is the distance. However, the other impediments of Tamei and Oral cause him to be unfit in his current status. And if he has the ability to change his status, he's obligated to do so and enjoys no exemption. Rava Amar Tanoihi. Rava says that we already have at least two versions of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, one that defines Derech HaChayka as outside Yerushalayim, and another that defines Derech HaChayka as being outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's possible that the Braisa about an Oral is a third version of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, which defines Derech HaChayka as a distance so far that he cannot get to the Beis HaMikdash in time to Shechit Karban Pesach. But indeed, this Braisa holds that, like Aral, if he does have the ability to get there in time, he's obligated to do so and enjoys no exemption. Only Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi supports Rabbi Eliezer's position that anybody outside the Azara is considered Bederech HaChayka, from the fact that there is a dot over the hay to indicate that it's not really speaking of great distance. Rabbi Yossi clearly proves this to be true from the phrase Uvederech LeHaya, which makes no mention of Bederech HaChayka, a distant road.